Hello. Oh, good. Hello. Oh, good. You're there. Good. I'm thrilled that you're there. And what are you expecting? Well, that's not so important as what are you doing today? 29th. Yes, 29th of December 2022. And imagine for a minute that you've got a cold. Okay, some people are calling it man flu. Other people are calling it influenza. Other people are calling it suspected COVID. It's 10:12 in the morning. And you had a bugger of a time trying to get off to sleep last night. It felt like hours of you trying to get to sleep. So much so that you tried, first of all, to listen to a podcast for 15 minutes, setting the timer on the old iPhone to stop recording after 15 minutes, and then you lay in bed for ages and started thinking, perhaps I should turn on the lights and boot up Spotify and start listening to some of the music that I use for going to sleep. All this was about 3 o'clock in the morning. And today, just imagine, you have the opportunity of doing nothing. Meaning, staying in bed, keeping warm, not even getting up to go downstairs and make yourself a cup of tea. Not opening the curtains, because you've been sitting in a bedroom which has got closed curtains and you have no idea whether the weather outside is going to continue to be damp. And you've run out of things to listen to and things to read because you began the day. Well, look, let me give up on this thing about you began the day, because I'm asking you to imagine that you're in the same mess as I'm in. And I would love to know what you'd do if you were me, but then again, you'll never be me, so you won't know what you'd be if you were me, and I'm just going round in circles. I'm going home to New Year. Yeah, I'm going home to New Year. What's the song? I'm going home for Christmas. I'm going home for New Year. Gonna take the year as it comes. Gonna make no more resolutions. Gonna hang out with my friends. I'm going home for New Year. I'm staying in bed is the way it feels like at the moment. I read my way through the Radio Telvish Air News app. I read my way through the BBC News app, including the report on Manchester United Manchester City winning 3-1 against Leeds last night. And discovering something I didn't know, that goal machine from Norway, I think it is, Haaland, that he has some connection with Leeds. Maybe he was born in Leeds of Norwegian parents. Or maybe he was born in Norway and went to play for Leeds. I don't know, of course. And I've taken to not using handkerchiefs. Yes, this is an important new tactic I'm trying out, which is that instead of blowing your nose when it's full up with mucus, what you do is you sniff in like this. and you avoid all contact with handkerchiefs, and you still continue to wash your hands every half hour. That's my tactic. Now, I obviously have to get up to go to the bathroom at some stage, and then the issue will be, will I get straight back into bed? I've listened to The Week in Politics with Alistair Campbell and Rory Stewart, a podcast I'm very favourable to and listen to frequently. Probably have very few unlistened to episodes during the last 2 months anyway. And then I try to listen to Test Match Special. That's the cricketing podcast. But there was one which was like a filler. I think a filler for Christmas, or else a filler for New Year, which was just a group of people talking about their clothes, their colours, and I don't know, they weren't talking about cricket anyway. They were famous cricket people. Okay, they were all women. They were, but they're presumably very good at cricket and very popular. But I wanted to listen to people talking about cricket. And for some reason or other, I haven't tuned in properly to Australia versus South Africa, which must be a terrible experience for South African cricketers, since Australia have just won again by some gigantic amount. Maybe they won by an innings, actually. I know that South Africa scored 208 or 10 runs in their second innings, having been bowled out for less than 100, I think, in the first innings, or perhaps it was 130. Anyway, after Australia went and scored 550, the amount that South Africa scored becomes fairly irrelevant. So what do I do? Do I button down the hatches in the run-up to New Year? Or do I brazen it out by jumping out of bed, acting as if I have loads of energy, thereby having loads of energy? Or what? My daughter is out, away, when is staying with a friend overnight. And I better not tell you what happened to her last night, because that would be breaking a family confidence. Just to say that it wasn't that serious, but it was certainly not entirely desirable experience for her to have had. My wife's in Limerick looking after her mother, because her mother became very poorly yesterday. And I've got, so these are all the normal woes of people, but I haven't had any time to talk about Buffalo and how horrendous it must be over in Buffalo. How awful it is in Ukraine. And so many other awfulnesses that I've just temporarily got out of my mind. I seem to be interested in awfulnesses. You know, whether they be in Ireland with lack of health services, with doctors being urged to do additional work over this next few days on the grounds that the hospitals are having difficulty coping. But all of this goes round and round in circles, and I did a round and round in circles with Toastmasters last night, which I'm not going to tell you about because that would take me another ages to go. So the question is, Do you think I'm just feeling sorry for myself? Or do you think I'm reaching out in a spirit of empathy with other sufferers? Or let me not even describe myself as a sufferer. In a spirit of empathy with those who are suffering, properly suffering, heavily suffering, in the run-up to New Year. And there we are. I don't know whether I'd like to hear from nobody or I'd like to hear from loads of people today. In any case, I have to go down to the supermarket. We don't have any comfort food in the house. I don't have any bread that I really, really want to have. Running out of butter, and the rest would just go on and on. And I suppose it's all a first world problem. Yeah. Carry on listening. Find somebody you want to listen to. Somebody whose company enlivens, enriches, empowers you.